It's time for Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network.
Howdy, football fans. Last week's big loser sure wasn't the BCS. The moment Nevada upset Boise State, the BCS no longer was in the uncomfortable position of having to make excuses for excluding the Broncos from even the possibility of a championship. Of course, it's also worth noting that Nevada lost about $1 million in bowl revenue by beating Boise. Speaking of teams not in a BCS bowl, Michigan coach Rich Rodriguez was publicly mocked by a pop star this week after the coach cried during the end of the season banquet. Fortunately for Rodriguez, the season isn't over for the Wolverines. They'll still have a bowl to play for the first time in 3 years. The regular season isn't over for some teams, so let's take a look at this week's games. Illinois at Fresno State. Ron Zook's tribe looked to be headed for a decent bowl game until they suffered a late-season collapse. On Friday night, they'll travel to Bulldog Stadium to take on the Central Valley Pups. The Mutts haven't fared very well against quality opponents, and they'll need more than just a fierce bark to keep the visitors out of the end zone. Bennard's loser, Fresno State. Oregon at Oregon State. With a victory in the Civil War, the Corvallis Chompers could wind up in the postseason. To do that, they'll need to pluck an explosive flock of ducks. Chip Kelly's Birds will play for the national championship if they win this game, so don't expect them to overlook their rivals. It's hard to see that this game could even be close. Bennard's loser, Oregon State. Auburn vs. South Carolina. With the rules questions for their quarterback solved, the Tigers can focus on winning the SEC championship. If they do that, they'll play for the national crown in January. First, they'll need to get past Steve Spurrier's Chickens, who want to get their first SEC title. When these teams first met, the Cats won by a touchdown. This game may be closer, but the outcome will be the same. Bennard's loser, in a close one, South Carolina. Florida State versus Virginia Tech. After losing their first two games, the Hokies reeled off 10 straight to win the ACC Coastal. They'll go for the conference title against a Seminole squad with two conference losses. Both teams average just under 18 points allowed per game, so it'll be up to the offenses to tip the scales. The Turkeys have scored at least 26 points in every game since the beginning of October, but the Tribe averaged just 3 points per game fewer. It'll be close, but I think Frank Beamer has things worked out. Bennard's loser, in a close one, Florida State. Oklahoma versus Nebraska. It's been rare lately to see balance between the Big 12 North and South, but that's exactly what we have this year. Bo Pelini would like to take the Big 12 title before the Shuckers move to the Big 10 next year, but Bob Stoops has the wagon circled. It'll be a tale of two offenses, with the Southerners in the air and the North on the ground, but in this battle, the South wins. Bennard's loser, Nebraska. And how about one game from next week? Army vs. Navy. The midshipmen sail into Philadelphia next week, hoping to extend their streak to 9 games. Army seems to be at a disadvantage, though, gaining 40 fewer yards per game on the ground than their nautical counterparts. This may be one of the oldest and fiercest rivalries in college football, but it's becoming a little one-sided these days. Bennard's loser, Army. Well, friends, that wraps up this season of Bennard's Losers. I'm sad to say that this will be my last. It has been a real pleasure doing this, and I hope there is somebody else out there who will continue the memory of Leonard Post-Hosties, the world's foremost pigskin prognosticator. Get me out of here, Percy.
This has been Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network.